Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Doesn't it just figure that we'd get several weeks of dry weather right when my community comments have been focusing on our harsh winters? Well, what else can I do but start talking about a lack of rainfall, right? Now notice I didn't use the word drought. Drought, it turns out, is a complex topic with a definition different in different parts of the country and for different sectors of our society. I'll share some basic drought concepts and then use those to illustrate why the Humboldt Bay region is actually more drought resilient than other parts of the West. So first of all, it is pretty intuitive that drought represents a situation where there isn't enough water. But it depends a lot on how we get that water, how we store it, and how we use it. For example, in regions like the Midwest that have rain-fed agriculture, which is farming where the growing plants are only watered directly by rainfall during the summer, then below average rainfall, even for a single growing season, can have huge impacts. But out west, where we store several years worth of water in our reservoirs, one bad rain year can be endured a little more easily. Of course, for much of the state, we also store a lot of our annual water supply in our snowpack. So we can also have a bad water year if storms are warmer and therefore produce more rain than snow, because those reservoirs just can't store all the winter's precipitation if it all falls as rain. And finally, we store water underground in aquifers that provide water for wells. Now, some aquifers are refilled every year, and some take many years to fill. So they're a bit of a wild card regarding how quickly they can be impacted by, say, a couple years of below average rainfall. Okay, with that brief background, how does the Humboldt Bay region stack up from a drought perspective? Well, first of all, the reservoir and river that supplies water to much of the Humboldt Bay region, which is Ruth Lake on the Mad River, has more capacity than we need for all of our basic uses. This water system was designed to serve all of our existing needs and two large pulp mills that were running at the time. With those pulp mills no longer running, we have more than adequate water, even during years when the rest of the state is suffering. This is why you'll sometimes see in the news that reservoirs elsewhere in the state are at something like 50% of normal capacity, while our reservoir is still at 95%. Now, we're very fortunate to have Ruth Lake, and the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District deserves great credit for managing it so well for the benefit of the community. Next time, I'll finish up with groundwater and snowpack. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.